Wagwan, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? How you guys doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. No, ukiniona hivi unajua ni Friday, niko na energy mbaya. I hope by the time you're clicking this video, I hope energy yako, energy yangu ina transmit to you guys. Anyway, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. And today, nimeandalia mafocho focho. I have an amazing guest, beauty with brains, everything good, everything nice. Welcome to another episode. This is episode 137. But before we get into the episode, I have a few announcements. So on 6 September, tutakuwa pale Kenya Culture Center. I'll be on stage with Podfest Kenya. So Podfest is basically an event for podcasters. We'll be together with other podcasters, DJs, good music, good food. So if you want to see me on stage, if you've been listening to this voice since way back in 2020, and you've never seen me, this is the opportunity. And I'll be giving away 2 tickets to my day ones. If you're a loyal speaker, you listen to Unspoken, this is your time. This is your time to shine. So make sure you follow me on Instagram, Unspoken Podcast KE, Awino Awiti. There'll be details there. Next week, I'll be giving away 2 tickets to the loyal speakers. Anyway, let's get into this episode. I have a very beautiful guest, you guys. I'm so excited. Sijui ni mwache aji introduce, because I don't think I'm going to do her justice if I introduce her. So welcome to Unspoken.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, what you're about. Yeah, so that guys can get to know you well.
My name is Onika Mwangangi. I'm a makeup artist. Lifestyle creator. AGC creator, basically, who does beauty content, fashion. Yeah.
That's nice. Kwanza, your name has stood out. Kama zetu za kawaida. Onika. What does that mean? Name? Do you know the meaning of your name?
No, it's Monica. And then I remove the M.
So is it O or A? Me no. Amani, oh, ina kwanga ina pronounce kama because I know Annika. There's a movie I watched, there's an actress called Annika. So it's Onika. Oof, lovely name. So makeup artist. So why makeup though? How did you get into makeup?
Wow.
Because when you told me you are a makeup artist, I was thinking, nowadays, like, makeup is like a lucrative career. Kitambo tuwako nifanya kama like side hustle if you don't have anything to do. But nowadays, like, makeup artists are in their bags. Like, it's like a lucrative career. So how did you get into makeup? How did it come about?
Hey, someone gets told you, by the way. So, in 2021, I was someone's PA, a very known hairstylist, Crown by Rooney, and he does wigs, hair. Yeah, he's very good at it. So I was the PA. Receptionists, and then one day he went and had a dream. He was doing hair and I was doing makeup. That was his dream. Then he came back the following day, kofisi, akaniita, akako like, ebu kama hapa, alikuwa anapenda kuniita kafupi. Ebu kama hapa kafupi. Unajua nimeota nilikuwa nafanya nywele, nilikuwa na style wig ukifanya
makeup.
Nikamwambia, for real. Akaniambia, akaniambia unaweza taka kufanya makeup. Nikamwambia. Akaniambia enda kwa Nasha. Nasha Faces is a makeup artist. Akaniambia enda kwa Nasha uongee na yeye aanze kufunza makeup, nitakulipia fee. Hiyo time school fees ilikuwa 60,000. Nika
makeup school.
Yeah.
Hey, damn.
2021. Say everyone is doing makeup. Sign it cheap. So I went to Nasha. Told Nasha, I want to do makeup. Akanambia nani amekwambia ufanye? Akanambia Rooney. Akanambia, kama Rooney amesema ufanye, wewe unataka kufanya hiyo? Akanambia, hiyo time nilikuwa nafanya eyebrows peke yangu. Those zikuwa perfect, but at least nilikuwa tu nachora.
I miss kuntai joke chora eyebrows.
So, Nasha told me, sawa, unaweza come to the class kesho.
Okay.
Ali treat ka emergency.
Wow.
Treat as urgent. Yeah.
So that's how we started.
So yeah, in Kenda nikafanya makeup. After, I think, 1 year, I never worked with Crown by Roni. Imagine. When William said to me,
how long
Destiny help?
Will you learn makeup?
We learned makeup for 1 month.
Oh.
And then I didn't do it immediately as a career. I started doing other things. Your time, Nilkwa, I was still finding myself in everything. I didn't really know what I wanted because nimeenda Kenya Institute of Mass, nimefanya mass communication. So hata sijui nataka nini, sikuwa najua nataka kufanya mass ama nataka kufanya makeup. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I then came and told Ronia Kanyambea, I want to release you. I think he's one of the people, actually not one, the only person mwenyali believing in me, Crowned by Roni. So alikujanga kanyambea, I want to release you. I want you to go out there and do that and do your thing.
Explore the world.
I yus kuni kakani kifikiria. Alinambianga kufisi. Enda, just do your thing. Enda, ama unatika kubaki. Neza kuretain, ama uchagu uende. Kamambia, chani fikire. I think nili take 2 days. And then the third day, I didn't go to work.
You were that out. Ukafikire, ukasema,
adios. Ukasema, please.
Adios.
Nikenda, I started doing makeup.
Sasa ulianz, like, ulipataje clients? How did you get
clients? Kuna place nilikuwa na work hapo, in town, Moy Avenue, kulikuwa na shop ya makeup. So in a day, tungepata hata 30 clients.
Wanakuja kufanya
tu? Wanakuja tu walk-ins. Si ati client wake. Yes, walikuwa clients wake, but walikuwa walk-ins. Wanakuja juu. Ajui atapata nani. Si ati ni client wako. Najua. So they used to come. 30 clients. I think, hiyo ndo ilikuanga, santa itaji. Hapo ndo nilibrikia through. Nikapata clients wengine wenye nime retain to date. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Itatuambia prices zako, your rate card, but your makeup in a couple. I love these two nostrings.
Thank
they
you.
Look nice. Anyway, so what has been your experience in makeup so far?
Ooh.
Is it like, can you say it's a lucrative business? It's a lucrative career that someone can pursue in the world of today.
Yeah.
And earn from it and earn a living from it?
Yes.
It is?
Makeup artistry, saindo, mjengo.
Mjengo ya wasichana.
Mjengo ya wasichana. Saindo makeup. Juhe. Everyone is doing makeup. Everyone is a makeup artist. But everyone has their... If today I want to do makeup or I want someone to do makeup for me, I will go to like someone who is... mwenye najua sijui ya kwa aje, ako perfect. I think mini perfectionist. Mini perfectionist, mm-hmm. Vibaya sana. So, kama ni brows, natika brows perfect. Kama ni foundation, shade yangu, hivyo. Kuna tu vitu zenye unataka. So, makeup artist ni wengi sana.
Ni wengi?
Yeah, but kuna wale wanuma. Kuna wanuma,
But as much as makeup artist, but kuna wale. By the way, who's your favorite makeup artist?
Me. Nasha Faces. I have like 3.
Niambie wote.
Nasha Faces. She's my number one. Looks by Madiva.
I know Looks by Madiva.
Hey, she's crazy, she's talented.
Nice. I know her, yeah.
I know, yeah. Looks by Madiva. Let me see. Who else? Face Fab.
Face Fab.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I have Nilkwa. There's a study here. That's why I wanted to get my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a study. Okay, I don't know. So, utaniambia if it's true. So, this was a study that was conducted by Harvard School. Let me read. It was conducted by Harvard Business. It was on Harvard Business Review. Mm-hmm. So, the study says studies show women who wear makeup earn up to 40% more than women who don't. How true is that statement? As a makeup artist, do you think? Hey, okay, show up mahali kama kwa interview, you're all dolled up and you're dressed up, you're dressed to kill. Your negotiating power are a bit high than a girl who shows up team natural. Is it true though?
Everyone out there has their way of like approaching things. Kuna mtu anapenda tu mtu akona makeup. kuna mtu anapenda mtu ana makeup, kuna mtu anapenda all natural. So someone, I don't know, mimi hata sina pesa.
Can do you think it's true? Like if so nasemanga,
it might be true.
First impressions,
it might be true. Yeah,
first impressions are everything.
Because ukiangalia mtu vile anakaa, if you judge someone from how they look, honestly, and they look good, their makeup is
tea.
Eating, uh-huh. I feel like utakuwa sold. When I get
like before you speak, your appearance already make you introduced to the room.
Kuliko mtu mwenye ana makeup. I went for an interview some time ago. I was even telling my best friend. I went for an interview some time ago. Yeah, Linton's. Everyone came with makeup.
Dolled up.
Ilikuwa ya makeup artistry.
Yeah.
I did not do makeup. They wanted makeup artist to a Mac. Mac is a very big
cosmetics.
Yeah, it's an international brand.
Yeah.
But I did not go there with makeup.
Why?
I don't know. I just... Unadhani ukiamka asubuhi kama makeup artist unasikia kufanya makeup every day.
By the way, there are those days.
Kuna tu hizo siku.
Yeah.
Na hizo siku... But niliamkanga late yo siku. So I went. I did not do that makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else alikuwa na makeup. So nilifikanga hapo nikauliza, mbona una makeup? I didn't have anything to say. Yo. But someone got the job. I didn't get it because I didn't have makeup.
So mtu alikuwa, you go there, you practice, you show your makeup?
No.
Experience?
Wanakuuliza tu maswali.
Kwa maswali? Yeah. Iko practical?
Ilikuwa tu unaulizwa kama unajua about Mark. Izo tu maswali.
Okay.
But then your appearance ndo ilikuwa ina speak even before they start interviewing you. Yeah.
It's true. So before getting deep into makeup and all the shenanigans, what can you say? What does beauty mean to you? Beyond the surface, what does beauty mean to you?
Beauty. I eat beauty, I breathe beauty, I sleep beauty. It's beauty. Which is something beauty. Let me see.
What does beauty mean to you? Mean as much to me, beauty. Mm-hmm. So of course, beyond the surface, beyond appearance and everything, mm-hmm. I can say beauty to me means owning your identity, owning yourself. Like kujikubali, owning your identity, owning yourself. I have for you.
Beauty is just something that gives you confidence. Me, I think the 20-year-old me, the 18-year-old me, 19-year-old me, I didn't know how to like do makeup so well. But then nilikuwa nafanya na pigeo foundation peke yake natoka hapa
nje
na
na foundation sisi tukadogo tatuko na foundation powder unajua ile powder ya kitambo hey ile powder ile white na ilikuwa inanuka hiyo powder ulikuwa unapaka na sisi ilikuwa sijui sisi wazazi wetu mimi nilikuwa ukipata mpaka hiyo powder hey unagombanisha ati hey unaenda wapi huko unataka nani akuone umepaka powder na hiyo powder au uko unaweza ficha kama umepaka juu utaonekana it's white
yeah.
It had a strong scent
inanukia kama katoto
kwa kama mshawishi
yeah so beauty is something that defines me as a woman and yeah that's it.
Okay. So, do you think makeup changes how women are perceived in relationships, workplaces, or even friendships?
Tuanze na workplaces. Kwa makeup job, most people think you have money.
Very true.
Udema na kuangana do. Ati anapaka pakaje makeup.
Kwanza utakuita slay. Slay kwa office.
But unajua makeup, it does. It really does. But one, for a relationship, I think you have to get someone who loves the whole of you. If today I want to like get into a relationship or to, yeah, just a relationship with a guy, I won't go for a guy mwenye atasema ati, me, I don't like women with makeup. Wewe kwanza mbona upendi wasichana wana makeup?
Mimi kwanza sipendangi watu wanaume wanasema hiyo kitu ati mimi I just like you with your natural look, bro.
You're very stingy.
You're very stingy.
If you're saying but those words, say, you're very stingy.
Those men who say that, that's a red flag to me. Ati, hey, mimi napenda steam natural. Ati wanaume wanakuambia ati hawapendi sijui ukivaa wig.
Mm.
Bro, I'm not even doing it for you, man.
Hey, I'm doing it so that every time I walk through a mirror, yo, I can just see myself and be like, hey, nakaa vizuri. No, you can't tell me ati sijui upendi watu wanavaa wigs. I will run for my life. Hiyo ni hata si red.
So by the kuna place umesema po that kuna days even as a makeup artist you don't feel like putting on makeup. So how do you balance between embracing natural beauty? By the excuse si kuna ile team natural beauty sijui watu wa watu hizo team natural, and then how do you balance that embracing natural beauty with enhancing beauty with makeup?
Let me tell you something. I think I'm someone who has really fought I've struggled with growing up. I've struggled with
self-esteem
issues. Yo, I don't like my two front teeth. I didn't like them at some point. Ivo sana. Excuse me, napenda. Kidogo. Yeah. Niliambiwa zinakaza mice. Nikiwa high school.
Sijana shamini ya mice.
So sasa, just ziko hivi mbele. The mice teeth. So now, I didn't like them. Now, to that question. Makeup. Days. Ukinipata na makeup. Maybe I'm going somewhere. Or I'm doing something. Or I just want to do makeup today.
Feel
and
good.
Look nice. And just stay at home. I won't do anything. I won't record a video. I'll just take a few pictures, one or two. And that's it. Hizo siku zenye sitaki kufanya makeup. Kuna hizo siku. I have a very... I think nimeanza kutake skincare serious. So, nikiwa na bare skin, I usually make sure I am using moisturizer, sunscreen. You need to like protect your skin.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm using all that. Ndo nikitoka nje, skin yangu itakuwa tampered with. Nona. But kuna tu hizo siku zenye una feel you're not, how do I call it?
You don't want to do the most.
Yeah. So ni normal. Ni very normal. At most makeup artists, they don't do makeup. They don't. Kwa mpatana makeup, unless anafanya kitu. Maybe akona graduation ya, because most of them offer classes. Akona graduation ya class yake. Ama akona graduation ya mtu, student wake, naget. Ama ye mwenyewe akona birthday, nduta muona na makeup. Even when they are going out, they don't do makeup. Yeah.
Kuna kenyo msema po about how you are always insecure about your front teeth and everything. Mm-hmm. Just got me thinking about insecurities. I guess everyone has insecurities.
Yeah.
And can you say that makeup is one of the ways that maybe us girls we can deal with our insecurities? I mean, it helps us deal with our insecurities.
For me, it helped me. I don't know about someone else.
Yeah.
Because I can't speak for every woman that wears makeup. But for me, it has helped me. I think pia nimekuwa nikisik validation kutoka kitambo. But then sasa ukianza, after nimeanza kupaka makeup, wachali, unakaa vizuri. You're so pretty, you're so beautiful. And now nikaanza kuembrace. Like, oh, unakaa hivi. Mi hata nikienda kanisa, Sunday, nitaamka 6 nipake makeup. That's how good I want to look.
Nice.
Yeah? I feel like self-esteem inaanzanga tuna the people around you, what they say, what they do. Those tiny, tiny things. Nona. Inafanya unakuwa na self-esteem issues. But then, with time, you get to like love the you you're becoming or the woman you're growing to like become. I don't know about any other person. But as for me, makeup has done all that for me. I am this woman right here because of makeup.
Discovering that.
Yeah.
I love it. So, when you talk about Angela Storia, powder. I feel like makeup has evolved since we were kids. It has evolved. Because when you were kids, you used to use like your powder.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are a lot of makeup stuff. Concealer. black, like there's a, like makeup basically has just evolved generally. Mm-hmm. So now kuna cosmetic procedures. Mm-hmm. How do like what do you think about cosmetic procedures?
I had money. You see me.
You would?
Me.
Binguni tutakuwa mwili mpya.
Tutakuwa mwili mpya because me if I had money ningesimamia huko kunaitwaje LA kwa ule mwenye anafanya na kina Kim Kardashian.
Na unanga watu wanda taki. So by the cosmetic procedures those are not getting like BBLs.
Yes.
Brazilian butt lift. Inakunga Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's lipo, we can say fillers, all these. Eh, mikwanza ile mtu anaweka lip fillers. Yani lips unaenda kuna... Yo, so what do you think about that? Unasemoki we gonna do yani
money I'll go.
Flight to kupata taki.
Ningenipata tu huko juu. Okay. I admire Pretty Vichy.
Ooh, Pretty Vichy.
I admire that woman so much. The fact that ali deal na public insults.
Nah, body shaming. Shading. We are coming there. Body shaming. She was body shamed a lot.
For a very long time.
Very long time.
Na Adia ka decide ku take your bold step. Gosh. That woman is so beautiful. So I mean,
she went and
she looks
worked,
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. She
looks
so pretty. She does.
Yeah. I admire her. Mina is a fanya, by the way. If you have money, go get it.
Side effects. But it's always, by the way, there's a YouTuber I follow. She's actually a Kenyan. She went to get a BBL all the way.
I know
Turkey.
Her.
You know her. So she's like, since you know her. She knows. Me, I was so proud of that girl because of how she vlogged.
The whole process.
What I hate, of course, I don't have anything against cosmetic procedures, mm-hmm. BBL and all. The one thing that I hate about what those people do with some people, they go and get their body done and then they'll come out and start lying at it. They went to the gym at it, and then they start selling easy stuff. There's some people, influencers, some influencers, but they can mislead you. They start selling CG body,
tummy
something. And you went and, like, just be open about it. No one's gonna judge. At the end of the day, it's your body. So this girl, I was really proud of her. How she was like, she got her money, she went and did her body. And she, like,
she said 1 million.
It was 1 million. In fact, she didn't go actually to Turkey. I was wrong. She did it in Kenya. So me, I just loved how she was real about it. One thing I say, if you're gonna do it, just be real about it.
Yeah.
Don't go and lie and start misleading others that so you start selling some things. CJ went to the gym. CJ, this is the body by what? So but when I didn't know that BBL was such a long process until I watched that girl's video.
Oh,
like, so at 6 weeks wezika.
96 weeks.
You can't sit on your butt, you guys. Unalala hivi for 6 weeks
on my butt, but she looks good.
So umesema, if it comes to cosmetic procedures, but I've been going to
family. Sina kwangi na body, what do I call it? Kwangi na body. Yo, atina feel sujui, I don't want my sujui.
Like, ukipata do, sawa. Ukipofanya pia.
Niko tu sawa.
I get it. So, what's one makeup myth you wish people will stop believing?
Ati ukipakwa makeup, uwekwe, ubekiwe utaka clown. Yeah. Let that makeup artist bake that face.
Let her cook.
Let her cook. By the time she's done,
but trust the process.
Unaweza kwanza say to me ba technique ya Nigeria.
Which technique?
Yeah, eyebrows. The eyebrow technique. We used to do brows on a shade, but say we are doing strokes, very light strokes. We used to, yeah. That's what we have stolen from them. We did not bake that much. Say we are baking that face down.
Damn.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We did not. Yeah, I think those are the few things. We atukwa tunapenda lashes in yuzinaka
dramatic.
But say, we are thriving.
We are thriving. I have a quick fire questions for you. Are you ready for my quick fire questions?
Yes.
Something to do with makeup. I want to know what, because makeup is like a wide range, and I feel like we all have different what we like. Kila mtu anapenda kitu anapenda. So. Mm-hmm. Quick fire questions. Are you a lip gloss girly or a lipstick girly?
Lip gloss.
Ooh, any day.
Any day.
Same, a lip gloss girly any day. So, natural beat or full glam?
Full glam.
Full glam?
Yes.
Yeah, love it. Mimi, natural bit. Strip lashes or individual lashes?
Both.
Why? Choose one.
I'm a individual lashes. I know how to do lashes, the strip lashes myself. I also know how to do the individual lashes.
Nice.
I went to school and I did it.
Nice.
But I prefer the strip lashes more. It saves time. Yeah. Because uta eka tu mara
moja.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But unapea the single ones. Kama hauko place yenye umekwa. Sa zingine pia the glue. Mtu anakuweka na glue.
I have a story about lashes, guys. Ili kilini ramba.
Mtu anaweka na glue mbaya. So by the time you're getting home, you're crying, you're tearing, zina kudunga dunga.
That happened
you know.
To me. My eye was swollen literally because of lashes.
For real?
Yeah. Until I found, it's on my YouTube. Until I found another plug.
Sorry. Yeah. So yeah. Iyo sasa pia iyo one ina kusave time. Juni kia mka kama makeup artist, natuka kwa makeup haraka. Ama anyone who's not a makeup artist like you, ni faster, and you're gone. But strip lashes.
For me, individual lashes. If I knew. I am. Naturally aging or anti-aging treatments?
Ooh.
I stuck a body.
Anti-aging.
Okay. You're for it, anti-aging?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
I'm treating it before it comes, man.
Manze, sindo.
Unataka nianze kungangana na hiyo time. Zii, sai mapema.
Better safe than sorry. Mm. What's that one product you can't live without as a makeup artist?
Ooh. Let me see. Concealer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, to say you can do your makeup without a foundation, but a concealer.
Yes.
Why?
It's actually the best.
Mm.
There are tutorials on YouTube where people are doing the makeup without foundation, just concealer.
I need to see that. Because Mimi, so for me, actually, the only makeup I can't miss is foundation. Imagine.
Ni concealer. Yeah,
the concealer I'm using is how many months ago. I've never actually replaced it.
Concealer. Any day.
I'm learning. So, I want us to talk about age. To makeup, beauty, and everything, PIN relate very well with aging and everything. Mm-hmm. And especially women, we have suffered on this earth. I don't know, but. A lot of women are ashamed. Have you ever been ashamed?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women are ashamed. Because guys believe that a woman, ukifika 30 years old, your value decreases as a woman, which sucks because the society has made us to believe that as a woman, ukifika 30 years old and above, your value decreases. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to men, it's different. For a man, as you grow older, your value increases. As a man, when you grow older, your value increases. And that sucks. Why do you think women are ashamed? First of all, let's talk about it. Because as growing up, by the way, I used to be, when I was, I think, in my early 20s, mid-20s, I used to not want to get old. I was so scared of getting to 30 because of the age shaming our society. Imezoea kutuambia ati ukianza kwanza wanasimanga kama dema kwa over 30, like umeanza kubit. But nowadays, me, I can't even wait to get to my 30s, man. I'm going to be hot. But then they say your 30s are like your 20s, yeah. But with money. Mm. And you're wiser. I feel like when you get older, you become wiser, you have more money. So me, for now, my perspective has changed. I feel like I can't wait to get old. I can't wait to get to my 30s. Life actually gets better as you get old. Because you know better, you're more wiser, you already know what you want. So why do you, have you ever been ashamed? Never?
Me.
And why do you think women are ashamed a lot?
I've never been ashamed. Because I actually look younger.
Nice.
I'm very old.
why is aging seen differently for women than men?
I think the women of our generation have decided to choose themselves. Sahi, we are choosing ourselves.
We are woke.
To decide to be selfish.
Mm.
You don't want to decide to be selfish. You don't want to do things for someone, right? We don't want to get kids because people are getting kids. We don't want to get married because people are getting married. One, marriage is not an achievement. It's not. So you cannot say come to me at 30, at because I'm not married, and be telling me, sijui nini nini, I should, where enda uolewe.
Kwanza siku hizi kuna bell mpya wasichana imetoka. The girls who don't want no men.
Yes.
The girls who don't want no kids.
They even going to Hosi and getting their womb
tubes
removed.
Tied. People are tying their tubes out here. Like times are changing. The girls, people don't want kids and they're comfortable. They don't even like marriage nowadays is something people are scared of literally getting married.
So, like, kukwa mtoki decide kufanya chenye nataka. Come a dame, you're not supposed to come to them and be telling them what to do with their lives, honestly. I have done it from... Kwanza, in your early 20s, you're there, you're trying to find yourself.
True.
In your mid-20s, huko hapo, umechill, job in a manager, na kustress, na get, uko employed, nini nini, then umefika 30. So happened or you want to now to live life.
To live life. I feel like life starts.
You want to live life. Life for men, life starts at 40. But for us women, I feel like it starts at 30.
I feel like 30 is when as a woman you get to your prime. Hey. Your body has developed so well. You already know your style, what you like, your confusion. Like I feel like your 30s, it's your prime. Like life now starts like Maisha said. 20s, you don't know nothing.
Ndio maana unapata sisi sahi at our age, we're getting married na unarudi home. We're getting married na sijui unafanya nini. Unapata mtoi, you don't even have a job. A man is telling you to stay in the house. Hey, yo, anakwambia ukae kwa nyumba atakuletea. Ataenda kutafuta doa kuletee. Mwanaume anakupatia kila kitu yenye unataka. Yes, it's nice. That's the goal, by the way. But she is not now.
And in this generation, not now. Women are getting their own money.
Yes.
But we mentioned, I want us to talk briefly about marriage and why this society, why do you think the society, our generation, basically, let me say our generation because it's Gen Z. Why do you think our generation is so skeptical about marriage? They're not interested in marriage. What is the root cause of that? Is it because a lot of marriages nowadays don't work? It's just our generation being our generation? It's just Gen Z's being Gen Z's.
It's just the men being men.
It's the men.
And the women being it's women. Because... Sahi ata, if you like want someone, they're not sure if they want you back. Wana kuputingi kwa yo place yenye. Sahi, the Gen Z's, wana kuputi kwa yo place yenye. You're confused about where you both of you stand. You're confused about if this guy really likes you. Yani uko tu confused. Anakutaka kweli, anakupenda. Every time anakupatia doubts, naget, that is not the person you'd want to end up with. You want to end up with a person who's sure about you. Someone who knows what they want with you. Someone who knows what they are doing. Naget, someone who knows what it is like loving someone. Some of these people you see out here, they have traumas. Some of them are... wamezaliwa kwa familia zenye they don't have parents and we are not blaming them, you see, but don't come here and try to convince me or treat me like your mother was treated, please. You can do better. Unaona? So that's the problem,
basically trauma. And I think trauma also applies to a lot of nowadays. A lot of women are also, people have normalized being childless. A lot of women nowadays are vocal about not wanting kids. And I was thinking, where did that come from? Also, women normalizing being childless. And of course, Mira, I don't have a problem with it. Actually, I have a friend, a close friend to me. He's she's so vocal about not wanting kids. She's like, eh, bro, the trauma. She was actually telling, because when she explained to me, that's why I actually understood. First time when I had, she was telling me, I like actually kind of judged her. I was like, bro, why don't you want kids? Why? And then when she explained to me her story, that's how I was like, okay, this is coming from a traumatic experience, from a childhood trauma. So she was telling me when she, growing up, she was like the last one. Mm-hmm. Growing up, she's the last one, and she took care. You know, now she's the last one. Now she took care of her siblings' children. So now come away a last one. If you have like you have sisters. You have elder sisters. Uh-huh. You have elder sisters. So now those elder like her, I think her elder, two elder sisters, they had children when like they were still in school. So of course when you have children when you're still in school, you go back home, you take your kids to your mom. And now she's the last one. Now she's in the badal kwana lilewa na mamake. So sisters wake brought their kids.
No, now she's taking like, the kids to their father.
Yenda kapa meka kwa mgongo. So you know, he's an African, a typical African. So when she explained to me, I got her point that she, maybe it's from her trauma. Mm-hmm. But what do you think has led to the society and nowadays people normalizing being childless and
being pelekea mtoto babake pelekea mtoto akae na babake
utakubali
kwani mimi mtoto ni wako peke yako
watu wanapelekea ngao mama zao cuz ndo one I think
sasa mimi sahi nipate mtoto nipelekee mamangu
I think ndo ufike point ya umpelekea mama yako mtoto hii babake amekata
be a mad woman you see this men they want mad women you asking
why do you think this generation has normalized being childless? Where did it come from? Because I don't know where it came from.
One.
And do you support it, by the way?
Me? We know what we want. One. We just know what we want. I've seen even men doing it, like saying they don't want kids. They don't ever want kids. And it's something, for me, it's... It's something nice having someone who knows what they want. Uwe ni mtu anajua kitu yenye anataka na kitu yenye anafanya. Unajua? Personally, I do not know kama I want to have kids or not. I do not know. I'm the first born. I have four brothers.
Oof.
I have like taken care of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, financially, yeah. Adi unapeleka mtu shule, adi the teachers wanadhani wewe ni mama yake. Najua. Yeah. So, as a firstborn daughter, you're expected to honestly have a say kwa life yako. Even your own parents are fai kukwambia what to do with your life. Ati when are you bringing kids? When are you getting married? Please. Please.
Please.
What a firstborn daughter breathe. Amewalea
we need to talk about the firstborn daughter, man. Because it's not easy.
Umelea watu wote. Your parents are parents for the first time. Yes. But pia unawalea in the process of all that.
I know that feeling.
Unaona. Unalea your parents. Unalea your siblings. Na pia we yourself.
You're supposed to take care of yourself.
You're supposed to take care of yourself. You don't know what you're doing. Everything is just so piled up. Una sink into depression. Unatoka, unarudi tena. So it's just, me personally, I don't know if I want kids or not. It's a decision I'll make along the way. Yeah? But people saying they do not want kids, I feel like we should just let them be.
They have their own reasons.
They have their own reasons. Kila mtu ako na reason yake. Labda apendi mama yake. I saw a certain lady say, mi sipendi watoto because of how my mom treated me. Sipendi watoto because of how my dad was treating my mom and us. Mona. Spendi, niliona mwingine alisema pendi atake kuwa na mtoto because mamake alikuwa mlevi na alikuwa anakuja home hata she was not taking care of the brother yake mdogo. Na hiyo kitu ilikuwa ina heartbreak. Yeye ndo alitake responsibility ya kuchunga huyo mtoto. Unaona? So everyone has their own reasons as to why they do not want to have kids. And this is the generation that was written in the Bible. That will come na itashinda hata watu kichwa. We know what we want. We know what we are doing. Unaona? Yes, money is not everything. We're looking for that money. We are choosing ourselves. You're choosing ourselves. We try kujapa sayi atataka time yako, attention yako.
Money.
Utenda job.
Be ya pampas.
Hey, utachuzi kwenda job, unafikiri utacha mtoto wapi. Baby care. sijui wapi shule, aweze enda shule akiwa one, umpeleke sasa kwa mamake,
it's expensive kwa mamako, raising a kid,
sijui babako, wewe na baba mtoto, you're arguing. To me, choose peace of mind, bro.
Mimi nasemanga, I fear only three things in life.
I know, number I one, understand.
Pregnancy. Hi. Excuse me, excuse me, unasikia kuna stuff naonanga meme flani leo na mwanamke akikwambia ati you'll be the mother of my kids. Hiyo ni threat. That's a threat. Ama akwambia ati I'll marry you. That's a threat. Nowadays girls take that as a threat. Ama akwambia you're an independent lady. That's also a threat. So I fear number one, the first thing I fear. Pregnancy. Number two, HIV. number three, likuwa gari. I think pregnancy, HIV, kwanza pregnancy.
Marriage.
Especially marriage. I don't think I fear marriage.
Really?
I don't think I fear marriage. Me, I feel like, kama ilikuwa mtakosana. Like, me always believe that if something is gonna work out, it's gonna work out. Kitu isha panga vunye itakuwa. If you're meant to find the love of your life and then things don't work out in the end, even though itakuwa.
I didn't want to think of it that way, honestly.
Well, for real?
Yeah, I feel like I'm usually so obsessed with people.
Me, I'm not scared. Marriage, I don't think I'm scared of marriage. Pregnancy? HIV? Marriage, actually, I don't know. I'm not scared of marriage. But then when I talk to someone, you've talked about something concerning how the traumas from where it comes from where it all comes from, being childless. Hey, when you talk to me, the people who don't want kids because their mom were not present. You know, in my entire life, me, I lost my mom when I was so young, when I was 4 years old. So I only have my dad. So I've never, I always knew growing up that between two parents, the kuna kuangana deadbeat dads. I've never heard about deadbeat moms. Mm. I've never, in my life, I always say mzazi ni mom.
I don't think we talk about
that deadbeat moms a lot
as more often like we should. Yeah. They're
there. We're always on the case of deadbeat dads. I've never actually known that there can be deadbeat moms.
They're deadbeat moms.
Yo, that is crazy. Being a deadbeat mom.
Have you seen a woman who is giving birth and leaving that child there? Anachia babake na anaenda. See, ati amemwachia because the dad was... No. Kwanza, hiyo ni women in men field.
But deadbeat moms is crazy.
They're there.
I've someone at mamake sijui alikuwa na ana
alikuwa mlevi. Achungi mtoto. Ni kama mwezalia huu mtoto huu kijana. You get? Huu kijana alikuwa na leo msichana sitake mdogo mpaka amekuwa mtu mkubwa.
Yo.
Because the mom could not take care of the baby. But the mom died.
Deadbeat moms is crazy. Later. I've never heard about that. We should talk about that's insane. So let's go back to age, Kiasi. Do women become more confident as they age?
As they age, yes. Yes. Let me give you an example with me in high school. I was so tiny. I was actually in primary. Me, there is a guy who bullied me in primary. I'll never forgive that guy. Alikuwa apendi kukaa na mimi. Nikikuwa karibu na yeye anahama. Sijui anaenda kukaa wapi. Nilikuja kupatana na yeye after nimemaliza high school. Nikikaa vizuri. Alafu anajifanya hapa anataka kuniongelesha. Bro, please come out. Come out. Sasa, like, unajua sasa nikiwa primary, unaogopa kukua out there. Unogopa ku express yourself.
True.
Unogopa kusema how you feel.
Mm.
But now with time, the more una grow, una get peer comfortable around people.
Mm.
Unatengeneza peer relationship. That's why we have best friends. Like people we can share what is happening with. No. Mm. So now you get so comfortable. That's why hata unapata mtu alikuwa shule. Ndio maana unapatanga mtu mwingi hivi TikTok unasoma comments unasikia ati alikuwa klasi yetu na alikuwa mpole hadi amekushtua like vilume anafanya hizo nini hizo TikTok unaona ama huyo alikuwa deskmate wangu alikuwa mpole. I think as we grow we get to do things that give us peace, that define us, things that make us so happy. If being in front of the camera makes you happy, do it. If modeling makes you happy, go model. If makeup makes you happy, go do it. If content creation makes you happy, do it. If fashion makes you feel confident, do that. The more I grow, society, by the way, inakuanga tuna, I don't know what to call it. Mind sijui zinakaaje.
True.
Unaona? Ati yeye alikuwa mpole, babake hakuwa hivyo. Wait, that's my father. I'm not my father. Mamake hakuwa kerere. Please. Let me be. The more you grow as a woman, the more unajua what life there is more to life. The more unajua tu there is more to life.
Hold on to that thought. Kwanza when you mesema society and everything, there's this thing that society has made us believe. In fact, when you were young, they used to tell us this a lot. Ati, women mature faster than men. Ushembo kitu kayo. Ushesikia. Ati, women mature faster than men. So unambua, you need to do your things. Ati, you need to get your life in order as a woman. And honestly, I say that's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's BS. I feel like Those are things you are told as women. That is also part of age shaming. Mm. Those are things you are told as women to excuse men from bad behavior. Mm. That's what I think. I take to excuse men from bad behavior.
Let me tell you something. I think unona from age 30, men at 30 to I think 40. Vile tumesema hiyo age ndo sasa men
the value
starts at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So now for men. Now, 30 and 40, those people, sijui wanakuangaje. Wanakuanga tu. Na get? Ako tu. Yani sasa hata anabehave tu sijui aje. Ni kama, anabehave kama 20-year-old. They behave like 20-year-olds, honestly. Those uncles are, hey, yo.
There's a difference between a boy and a man.
Yeah.
You can get a man who's 25 years old and, exactly. A boy who is 45 years old.
I think to you, to society, meka kwa akili zetu, honestly. Ati a man, akiwa a certain age, si mature.
Yeah, that's
ati mi nikiwa a certain age, I'm very mature.
Because I hate that thing, ati women mature faster than men.
You're lying.
I hate that shit.
There are men here who are so nice. Nani mdogo, ati unapitako. Let me say 25.
Speaking of that, I have a question out of context. Can you date a younger man? Younger than you?
I have dated a younger man.
Ooh, how is it? Because I had a crush. Let me confess. I had a crush and he was younger than me.
Yeah.
And it was crazy that... How was it dating a younger man?
Yeah. I think I'll... Okay. I'm not supposed to say this. I respect him so much.
Atanajua.
I respect him a lot. But... Ilikuwa crazy. He was nice. Amazing. But tulikuwa tuna sort issues every week.
Can you think it can work?
Inaweza work.
Do you think it can work?
Yeah, inaweza work. Inaweza work.
Ata, it can extend to marriage. Can it work?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know to marriage. But I know to your relationship.
But acha tuniulize tu swali. Who said iliandikwa wapi ati kwa ndoa iliandikwa pia ati the man has to be older than the woman? Hizo zote ni age shaming too. It goes back to the society and
as long as he loves someone.
Hey, I feel like
marry them.
You don't choose,
them.
They had to want sort it once. Uh-huh. Like you don't choose who to fall in love with. Who said that a relationship can't work if the guy is younger than the lady? Mm-hmm. Like hizo vitu waliandika. Me I say life doesn't come with a manual. Where tulifika huko mbinguni hakuna menu tulambwa ati sasa soma hii kitabu, this is how you have to live your life. I feel like those are all bullshit. And as I grow older, these are things that I'm unlearning. Those are one of the things that I'm learning. These things about society telling us, is age shaming, a woman matures quicker than a man, until now relationships, the man has to be 5 years old. Like, who said those?
Let me tell you something. You see, things? Let me tell you a secret. The younger men, they are fine.
They're mature actually for their age.
They are fine. Wanakaa vizuri. Hey, just saying, you high school, and then unapata some guy from campus has a crush on you. Ako like, hey, wasichana wadogo wanakaa vizuri. At the women, the younger ladies, the 2018s, 19s, 21, yo, usana nwa rembo, they are so pretty.
And can you date an older man? All the way older, let's say 40s, 50s.
I know. I've never been with one. I can't.
Oh, do you want a sponsor? No. Sponsor? Mbabas.
I feel like, Z, they are so mature for me. I'm actually very
controlling.
Yes! Those uncles are very strict. They're very strict.
So that's crazy. Okay, as you wind up, because I had a lot of things we need to talk about. So quick one. Who is your favorite Kenyan beauty influencer?
Ooh, beauty influencer. Let me see. I have so many.
What are you, like 1, 2, 3?
Kim Kardashian.
Woo! Okay, I love Kim.
Yeah.
Huh?
Zari.
Zari Linzonro. Okay, yeah. I love those girls.
Jerry Sherry. She's amazing. You should check her out.
Okay.
Jerry Sherry. Who else? Ah, Life of Mali.
I know her, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. I've worked on her face and I have seen her content.
Perfect.
Amazing.
And internationally?
I don't know. No, there is no.
You don't have anyone? Okay, it's okay. No.
There is one. She's a Nigerian makeup artist. And I told her Defunke.
Defunke?
Yeah.
James, yeah.
She's amazing.
And Nigerians can beat faces.
Yo! She's amazing.
Those people can beat faces.
She's amazing. Sana. Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy. Anyway, hope you enjoyed our episode. How far are we? We can wrap up. So I hope you've enjoyed. Anything you want to address?
No.
Jamaliza?
Yeah. Paka you makeup. Toka enjoy makeup is very. I think we make very procrastinative with makeup content, fashion content.
But they advise me. This is the year. One of my resolutions. I said I want to be the girl who does her makeup. Because me, I honestly admire girls who can do their makeup. Like you just be on Facebook. I can save a lot of money if I know how to do my own makeup. So. Really? Yeah, I feel like I need to learn how. I need to just be serious and know how to do my makeup. So
need to learn. I can be your personal makeup artist.
Oof. But so of course, sitakuita kila siku. So unajua kuna siku naenda mahali and just want to do a simple bit.
Mm.
So give me necessities, the things I need. I need if I want to start my makeup journey, beginner's guide. Yeah,
for starters.
Most important things, of course, on a budget. I'm like on a budget. Okay.
First things first. Make sure you have a cleanser, skincare, amazing. Inafaa kukua done, like during.
Okay.
So now let's get to makeup. Eye pencil.
Definitely.
For the brows, right? Concealer. For the under eye, because you want your makeup to look like the UK makeup.
Okay, girlies.
Mm-hmm. Foundation. 3, powder.
Setting powder.
There is a palette. You see, lazima kuna setting powder. There is a palette in a kwangana shade, 6 shades. You can use that. Sponge. Beauty blender.
Mm-hmm.
Setting spray. You just need that.
So I don't even need like foundation brushes. It's only
for starters.
Yeah, for starters.
Me, I don't like. There are people who like using brushes for foundation. Me, I don't like using the brush.
Beauty blender.
Yeah. I only use the brush kwa brows na kwa powder. Peke yake. Na kwa blush, bronzer. Yeah. Everything else, ukiwa na hizo tatu, hizo ni 4. You're done. You have a full makeup kit for yourself. Those are the things you need. Unless you're a blush guy, Lee. And lip gloss.
Hey!
Muhimu. I forgot lip gloss.
I can never miss
lip gloss
everywhere I go. This is my number one makeup product.
product.
You said you can't live without a concealer.
I can't live without a lip gloss. Me, I love concealers so much.
Okay, I've learned that today.
A good question. What is that one thing, if you are told to like change your career today, what would you be?
If not a content creator?
Mm-hmm.
Career? Mm-hmm. An actress.
For real?
Yeah, I always wanted to be an actress. The first art I actually fell in love with was acting, the theater. That's why I studied actually theater and music in uni. I have a degree actually in music and theater. So if I wasn't doing podcasting, but my love for acting, theater, the art actually led to me starting my podcast. So if I wasn't doing anything, I'll just be an actor, man. I love being in front of the camera. I love playing different personalities, exploring, like telling stories. Honestly, I'll be an actor. Mimi, by the way, nasemanga, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing right now, probably what I'll be doing ingekuwa related to art, ingekuwa related to creating, basically. I'm just a creative, so ingekuwa related to creating art.
Basically. I forgot to mention a girl. I like her content, Lucy Nduku.
I've not
go check her out. Okay. Lucy Nduku is amazing.
Okay.
Kwanza, kama you like fashion.
Oof, I love fashion. What's her style?
Capsule. Is a
cargo.
Yeah, not cargo. For cargo, you can go to Marianne.
That's my style.
Marianne. She does really nice. I'll send you her page.
Oh, yeah. Please
Marianne,
do.
She does.
Me, I love fashion.
Very nice cargo OTDs. Me, I love her cargo style.
Love it.
Yeah. But Lucy Nduku. Lucy Nduku is amazing. Whether you like dresses, because I anapenda dresses, she's amazing. You should check her out.
Oh, I will. Honestly, thank you guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Welcome. I had so much fun.
Same. Yeah. I feel like in the time you cut out, like to kuanza kuongea stories about day makeup, urembo, body shaming. Sorry, ni mingi. I hope you'll come back next time.
Yeah, come back.
Tuongelee stories zingine. Because that hujakava kuna body shaming. I really need to talk about body shaming because it's a trend that I think needs to die in this generation. Body shaming is something that imekuwa normalized and I hate it. So hope you come back. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed this episode. Na hope mbata tip nimesha wa promote. This is the year, girlies. We need to start doing our own makeup. Atana stories at Team Natural. Kwanwe ni msitu. Are you a forest? Team Natural for who? Like, this is your time to be beautiful in your own body. I hope you've learned sasa umejua. At least you need 5 products to start. Because let's start this makeup journey together because I'm also starting. I'm also trying to know how to do my makeup. Because that study that we talked about at the beginning of the episode, actually it's true. How you present yourself speaks volumes before you even speak. So I hope you've learned something from this amazing episode. Thank you, Onika.
Welcome, yes.
Thank you so much for gracing this episode. And guys, remember you can find us at Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram, Awino Awiti on Instagram, TikTok. Where can they find you though? Uje trombeta red card yako watu wakitaka kubook.
Imagine sina red card. Unataka ya makeup.
Eh.
Very affordable.
Eh?
Mm.
So
2000.
With lashes.
With lashes. Oof,
that's a good deal.
2000 with lashes. And kama nakuja place uko, you cover the transport. So itakuwa 3K.
Ah, that's
so now you cover the transport. Plus now there's 3,000. Yeah.
Where can they find you in the work?
On Instagram. Onika Kale or Miss Mwangangi.
Miss Mwangangi. Yeah, check her out. To slay, jamani. It's time to slay. Tukai vizuri.
Sikamu pararapara.
Kwanza
umano meana kwambia napenda team nacho. Ana kudanganya.
Huu ni red flag. Kwanza msichana, mini melana.
He's lying.
As I grow older, as I grow into an older woman, I'm an older person. I've learned that how you look matters, especially as a girl.
Yeah.
Because excuse me, simanga fudeni lalenja. Lakini luku. Drip is eternal. Mimi afadhali nilale nje lakini as long I afadhali nilale nje lakini I have my nails are done.
Yeah.
My lashes are done, my hair is done. Yo, you are, because once you look good, maisha inakuanga tu mzuri kama
unakaa vizuri
kama dem. Maisha tu anything just fall into place. Yeah. Lakini umebeat utakuwa tu depressed but ushaona hiki tunasimanga ti I wasn't depressed. I just needed to make my hair.
Yeah.
Like your mood just changes when you look good.
I just needed a new wig.
I just needed to make my nails. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. Hope you've enjoyed. And remember, 6 September tuko pale Kenya Cultural Center. If you know, if you don't know Kenya Cultural Center, iko ndani ya KNT, Kenya National Theatre. We'll be there for Podfest Kenya 2025, the second edition. And I'll be on stage. Unspoken Podcast is going to be on stage for the very first time. And I want you guys to come and support us. So now that we're going to podcast all those years, but you've never actually seen the face behind the mic. This is the opportunity. So 6 September, tutakuwa pale Kenya Cultural Center. Buy your tickets. Tickets are selling out so fast. MOOC.com, 1,000 bob peke yake. And on Monday, I'm giving out 2 tickets to my loyal speakers day one. So you need to subscribe first. Number one, hope you've subscribed. And then you need to follow us. And then, yeah, I'm going to ask a few questions. And then come and hang out with me, you guys. It's going to be fun. Anyway, that's all for today's episode. My name, but then when I introduce na all my names, because someone was telling me that different people know me for my different names. So some people know me as Awiti. So I've been your host, Awino Awiti, or you can call me Queen Kong. And I'll see you on the next episode. Remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. So use it well. See you on the next one. Adios. Bye.